I have done nothing wrong. I can tell you with confidence that this investigation is not about me. I have not been charged with a crime, and I am confident that I will not be charged with a crime because I am innocent.
Mayor Shang Tao ended her silence Monday morning, addressing Oakland through a live-streamed conference. She said she wants answers from federal law enforcement just like the rest of the public.
I want to know what probable cause the FBI has. What evidence have they collected that justifies raiding the home of a city mayor without notice and without the courtesy of a conversation?
Federal officials have not released any details about what they were looking for when they raided Tao's Oakland Hills home last week and two other residences connected to a powerful Oakland family with ties to the city's waste recycling service. While the mayor was inside City Hall giving her remarks, the group behind the recall campaign was outside, renewing their call for Mayor Shang Tao to immediately step down. They gathered around a Bluetooth speaker to listen to the live stream.
This wouldn't have gone down the way it did if I was rich, if I had gone to elite private schools, or if I had come from money.
You're trying to make excuses.
The other residences raided last week belonged to members of the politically connected Dong family. The family owns Oakland's contracted recycling company, California Waste Solutions. The Dongs have contributed to numerous political campaigns in the East Bay over the years, including to Tao's city council campaign. Allegations of corruption have been levied incessantly at Mayor Tao since the raids. A former staff member of Tao's accused her of running political pay-to-play schemes. Tao supporters have suggested the FBI raids, like the recall effort itself, were part of a right-wing campaign against progressive politics in Oakland. Tao said as much in her comments Thursday.
I want to know more about the handful of billionaires from San Francisco and from Piedmont who are hell-bent on running me out of office. I want to know why, the day following the qualification of a recall election, funded by some of the richest people in the Bay Area, seemed like the right day to execute a warrant. I want to know how the TV cameras knew to show up on my sleepy residential street so early in the morning to capture footage of the raid.
Brenda Harbin Forte is a former Alameda County Superior Court judge and is the recall's lead petitioner. She denied that the recall is a right-wing hit job and said the timing of the raids, one day after the recall officially qualified for the ballot, was only a coincidence.
That's right out of the right-wing playbook.
Come on.
The accusations are confession.
That's what they do to try to create some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And claim that everybody's in on it. We have no power over the FBI, the IRS, the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, I think that we have a lot of support in Oakland, but we don't have the ability to control federal law enforcement.
The recall's leaders pointed to the approval of more than 40,000 signatures as proof that the people of Oakland are unhappy with the mayor. And they said Tao is a coward for holding her conference inside City Hall without accepting questions from reporters. Tao said she's been continuing her work as mayor uninterrupted, and she'll continue on working to accomplish her goals for Oakland. She insisted she's not resigning, meaning supporters of the recall will have to wait a few months until this November's election. A group of those supporters ridiculed Tao as she got emotional during her remarks.
I am the mayor to call the. I am the mayor to all the Oaklanders who work hard, who are working overtime to do the right things and to make the world a better place. And no matter how hard you strive and push and fight and stay positive, and that you don't give up because you believe in yourself and you know what you have to offer this world, that you just cannot catch a break.
Step down.
You need to give us a break, lady.
In Oakland, Atta Shaheen, KPFA News.